but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is threatening nations of the European Union with 50% tariffs, and CBS's Erica Braun reports he's also targeting Apple and cell phones.
President Trump threatened to impose a new round of tariffs, including a 25% import tax on Apple if the company doesn't bring its iPhone production to the U.S. In the Oval Office Friday, the president said other companies could be subject to tariffs.
It would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. So anybody that makes that product, and that'll start on, I guess, the end of June.
The fluctuating tariffs already in place are causing anxiety for some small businesses, as correspondent Steve Kathan reports.
In New York City's Chinatown,
some is from Taiwan, Japan.
Imported goods cram the shelves of nearly every store, costing more because of the 30% tariff on China. It had been 145%. Specialty markets are getting hit, too.
We're a small mom-and-pop store just trying to make a living, survive.
Jennifer Myers runs a Greenwich Village shop that markets products from the UK, dealing with changing rules and prices.
We have seen it in wholesalers that we buy from. Prices are going up, and they will only continue to.
The summer travel season kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with air travel expected to break records. Brad Gibson checks on flyers in Tulsa.
Abby Tarpalici is headed to Little Rock for what millions of other Americans will do this holiday weekend.
We've been planning to grill outside and just spend some time with family. We'll see if the rain will let us do that, but we're going to just hang out together.
Rose Meyer is on her way to Dallas for a granddaughter graduation.
Gas prices, kind of figured they were going to go up a little bit before the holiday. They usually do.
But actually, gas prices on average are down this Memorial weekend, the lowest since 2021. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Tulsa.
The runway lights were out, a weather alert system wasn't working, and there was heavy fog when that private jet crashed in San Diego early Thursday morning. Investigator Dan Baker of the National Transportation Safety Board.
We have determined that the automated surface observing system, which provides airport weather conditions to pilots, was inoperative at the Montgomery Airport at the time of the accident due to an unrelated power surge.
The White House is trimming and restructuring the National Security Council. It's been just weeks since President Trump removed his National Security Advisor and gave Secretary of State Marco Rubio the additional powerful post. Rubio appears to be making changes to strengthen the State Department's role in advising the president about foreign policy. About 20 people have been placed on administrative leave. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
New York's governor issued a formal apology to the Seneca Nation over decades of torture at a Native American boarding school.
From 1875 to 1957, Native American children at the Thomas Indian School on Seneca Nation land suffered physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. Seneca Nation President Jay Conrad Seneca says,
"What kind of a place beats children at 5 years old with a rubber hose?"
He adds that
the next generation is suffering the intergenerational trauma from the effects of what happened during that time period. So our people still feel that. They still feel that pain.
Seneca says the healing continues.
It's a process that we have to be involved with to make sure that they aren't hollow words, that they do mean something.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
8 of the 10 people accused of robbing billionaire celebrity Kim Kardashian in Paris in 2016 were convicted in Paris on Friday. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the mid 50s. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday and Memorial Day, high upper 50s. Chance of rain Tuesday, it's 42 right now.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call my uncle, took the message, and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh,
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Walking down the street singing.
Singing.
Do what did it, did it, done, did it, do.
I was so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do what did it.
together nearly every single day singing.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician. Thank you.
messing where you shouldn't have been a messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Thank you.
it's cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Well, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Day. You know, it's so unusual. the cafe was empty.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Stocks tumbled on Friday after President Trump threatened to impose a fresh round of tariffs, this time aimed at Apple and the European Union. More from CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
Apple CEO Tim Cook could rack up his frequent flyer miles with trips from Silicon Valley to Washington, D.C., as he attempts to persuade President Trump from sticking iPhones with a 25% tariff, a move that will sink demand. Cook reportedly met with Trump earlier this week at the White House, and the president has repeatedly expressed his displeasure with Apple's plan to make all of its U.S.-destined iPhones in India.
The federal government has agreed to drop criminal charges against Boeing over the deadly crashes of two of its 737 MAX jets.
It's beyond a sweetheart deal.
That's attorney Mark Lindquist, who represents families of some of the 346 people who died when two MAX planes went down. Boeing was accused of fraud for misleading federal regulators about the safety of a navigation system that was implicated in the crashes. He says Boeing has now agreed to pay $1.1 billion in fines, safety investments, and a fund.